The Healing Word Program is a ministry of the Largo Community Church, where Christ is honored and people are loved. You're invited to join us in worship via live streaming this Sunday morning at either 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Visit largocc.org and click on Watch Live.
You have a Father. You're part of the body of Christ, where two or three are gathered together in my name. His nature, love, his character, caring and compassion, his personality that makes him a Father.
On today's Healing Word broadcast, we're continuing a series on the Lord's Prayer and the profound application those words of Jesus still have in our lives today. So let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the introduction of today's message, Every Need He Supplies.
We're in the series entitled A New Level of Prayer. We're in the sixth chapter of Matthew, where Jesus answered the request when the disciples asked him, teach us to pray. Today we're looking at verse 11, give us today our daily bread. God wants to take care of us, body, soul, and spirit. He saved us by his grace, forgave our sins, but he also takes care of us physically, mentally, socially, and in every way. Friend, he really cares for you, and he wants to help you. He cares for his people. You're a child of God. Believe the Lord and allow him to come to you in your area of need. He will do great and mighty things for you. I have a lot to share with you today. I'm so anxious to get going because I know you're going to be blessed and helped. Hear the message that will help you with your physical needs as well as your spiritual needs. The title of the message, Every Need He Supplies. Now, Patricia Greer sends me, and to Minister Hooper also, maybe to you also, Phil, I'm not sure, devotional every Sunday, even including today. And I got from her today a devotional, and I looked at it, and it had a picture there, and it said on the picture, breaking news. Jesus worked it out while you were asleep. All you owe him today is thank you. So God's working out miracles for us all the time, even while we're not aware that our prayers are being answered. God is working out miracles. Now, the first three words of the prayer, Our Father, Heaven. Now, look at those three words, Our Father in Heaven. Jesus gave this prayer. There's no teacher like Jesus. He is the teacher. And he chose that very word, our, very, very carefully. So when I'm to pray the Lord's Prayer, I'm to think of what God has done for me, saving my soul, bringing me into the body of Christ, causing me to be part of the family of God, all because of his mercy and grace. Then I went to the word father, a dad in heaven who loves us, provides for us, answers our prayer, takes care of our need, and I can have an intimate relationship with him. It's the name Jesus gave God, and every time Jesus prayed, he called God Father, and then he turned around and he said, you can pray just like I pray. Do you think of that when you pray, that you're praying exactly like Jesus prayed? Calling God Father in heaven, the God above all gods, the Most High God. And then the second sermon was on May 20. God be praised. Here was my outline. Hallowed name, your kingdom come, your will be done. You see it there in the scripture? Hallowed, meaning after I know who I am in Christ, saved and my name is written in the book of life, our Father, I'm part of you, you're part of me, we're part of God and God's plan for our lives. We've been transformed by his grace. The very next thing I'm to do now is to praise him. Hallowed be your name. I'm not supposed to go in there and say, God, I need this, I need that, I need the other. I'll get to that. God gets us there in just a few moments. The sermon title, he supplies all our needs. But the first thing I'm to remember is that God was working even while I was asleep, answering my prayer, working in my life, doing great and mighty things. Hallowed be thy name. Now, when I use the word name, it's not a name that by which God is called necessarily. The name means his nature. His nature is love. His character. He's a caring, compassionate God. And his personality, meaning that God is distinct from all others, all other creation, and he supplies my every need according to his riches and glory. He is my God, and his personality is Father, a dad, a heavenly Father. Now, this is not a difficult prayer. It's so very, very easy to learn it and to say it. We pray it here every Sunday morning. But I want to pray just that first part with you and show you just how easy it is to pray that prayer. And I'm asking you to follow along, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, and I'm going to pray just a very short prayer, and I'll more likely interrupt myself and say a few words as I go along, showing you just how easy it is to pray this prayer. So I get down to pray at my bed or in the church or in my car or at the office, and I'm going to pray. And I say, Our Father in heaven, Father, thank you for making me a Christian. Thank you for putting me into the family of God. Thank you that I'm a member of the company of the redeemed. Our Father, you are my Father in heaven. You are my dad. You have an intimate relationship with me. You care for me. You provide for me. You invite me to come to your throne. You're my God in heaven, the God that created the heavens. You see how easy it is? Now I have established myself and my relationship with God and my relationship with you. You see, friend, I can't separate myself from the church and still be in God at the same time. Jesus is the foundation of the church. He's the head of the church. I talked to a person not long ago. They said, I can stay home and worship God. Did you pray? Did you read the Bible? Did you give a tithe offering? No, you stayed home, but you didn't worship the Lord. You just separated yourself, but you're going to heaven that's going to be raptured, where the people of God are going to be raptured. Friend, you're going to be out of place up there because you don't know your place down here. So the very first word is our. I know what God has done for me. Friend, you've got to know what God's done for you, that you have a Father in heaven. Now, watch out. Let's go now to the next line. Hallowed be your name. The very next thing is I praise him. I praise that name that is above every name. I pray for his kingdom to come into my heart, for Jesus to sit upon the throne of my heart and to rule my life. And he rules it in righteousness, meaning a right relationship, a right connection with him. He rules it in peace and he rules it in joy. Now that's been the first two sermons that I preached. Now I'm going to go to today's sermon, which is every need being supplied. Now, we've established our relationship with God. We know who we are. We know who he is. We know our connection in the church. We have praised him. We worshiped him. We thanked him for what he's already done. Now I can come with my laundry list and say, God, I need healing. I need salvation. I need help with my finances. I need help with my marriage and my family. Now I can give him that list. But I have established myself and my relationship. It's very vivid and it's very real. I have praised him for what he's already done. Now I can go into his presence with my needs. You still with me? Okay. This is what God has done for us. Now, when I finish today's sermon, we're halfway through the Lord's Prayer, but I'm not halfway through the sermon series. I thought I was going to do it in 4 weeks, but I know it's now going to be 5 or 6 weeks. There's just too much here, and God has... This whole sermon, this whole prayer is about just a few words. That's one of the shortest prayers in the Bible, but it encompasses so much information, and it lifts me to a new level of prayer, and I've got to get as much out of it as I can possibly get, and I want to share it with you. So first, we have acknowledged our relationship with God. Secondly, we have praised and worshiped him for what he's already done, and now we're going to look at the second half of the Lord's Prayer. Now, the first half has been about God only. Everything. My relationship with God, God's relationship with me, praising God. It's all been about God. Now, the whole second half is all about me. and all about you. He, in the second half, he talks about, look at these words, verses 11 through 13 is the second half of the prayer. Give us, forgive us, lead us, deliver us. Friend, if you want God to give you something, if you want God to forgive you, if you want God to lead you, if you want God to deliver you, then pray the prayer in the order that Jesus has given it to you. Now, Jesus gave it, and it's clear for me to follow, and I'm going to follow it to the best of my ability, and I know you will do that also. So now we go to point A of today's outline, our need for spiritual life. Notice the second half is all about you and me now. Give us. First it was hymn and praise. Now it's you and me talking to Father because we have some needs. And whatever needs you have today, you talk to him and he's going to give you that and bless you with a great answer. Give us. And he says, give us our daily bread. And as I started this study, today's study, I couldn't help but think about Jesus, the bread of life. And I know he's talking about our material living and how we need material blessings and forgiveness and et cetera. But I had to stop and think, Jesus is the bread of life. He is a giving God. Ask and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be what?
Given.
Say it again.
Given.
You don't earn anything. Everything is a gift. It's a handout. God gives. Ask and it shall be given. It didn't say work and study, earn. No, it just said ask and it shall be given. Now, if you know your place in God, our Father, if you've praised God, you're already in that place to receive. Now, all you have to do is ask. And God is going to give you the very desires of your heart. And I'm thinking of whether we're praying for forgiveness or we're praying for food, it's all a gift that God gives. God sends the sunshine and the rain. I think of the garden that God gave to Adam. God gave Adam a garden, but only God could make it grow. Everything we have, God gives it to us. And blesses us. And he's going to do that right now and throughout the day, tomorrow, and all our lives long as we follow the Lord.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message following this important invitation.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
For nearly 20 centuries, the Lord's Prayer has been one of the most beloved and best-known passages in the Bible.
As it is in heaven.
Although it spans just 5 verses in the New Testament, its beauty and serenity reassures our heart, strengthens our resolve, and leads us into a personal relationship with God the Father. As part of the current series, A New Level of Prayer, based on the book by author Philip Keller titled, A Layman Looks at the Lord's Prayer, Pastor Jack Morris is expounding on the profound and eternal concepts found in these truths on this week's Healing Word broadcasts. And we would like to offer this special book to you for a financial gift of any amount. To receive your copy of A Layman Looks at the Lord's Prayer, simply email your requests to contact us at thehealingwordministries.com and a church representative will respond to your request to receive your copy for a financial gift of any amount. Again, send your email request to contact us at thehealingwordministries.com now to receive your book. Thank you for your prayerful support and may God bless you. Now, let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
For by grace you have been saved, meaning God loved you and out of the kindness of his heart, he forgave you. And the moment you asked, confessed, believed, in that moment, God saved you. That's grace. For by grace you saved through faith. Now notice, you are chosen of God. God said, I have chosen you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. When I wasn't even thinking of God, the Holy Spirit came and convinced me I needed him. All of a sudden, I began to feel uneasy. I knew I wasn't ready for heaven. I just talked to a man yesterday. A workman came by my house. He hadn't been to church in maybe 30 years. But he started telling me about his life in Christ 30 years ago and how he got away. And I said, sir, you need to get back in the body of Christ. You need to know Jesus again as your personal Lord and Savior. And he acknowledged that. We had a great time of testimony before the Lord. The poor man, and I call him a poor man because he was a simple-minded workman, but he had simple, childlike faith. And he said that one day, years ago, I don't know how long ago it was, he said he had a lie detector, a little lie detector instrument, and he confessed all of his sins and all of his needs into that lie detector test. He said, for 2 hours. And he said, I felt so good and so clean and so wonderful. I said, you can have it again. Jesus cares and he loves you. You have a father. Talk to him. He'll bring you back into his kingdom. And I told him, I said, you didn't come by here to help me with this dryer and these ducks cleaning them out. This was no accident. This was my divine appointment. God is calling out to you. And remember when God called out to you? Hey, do you remember? How can you remember without giving praise to the Lord and giving thanks? And it says that he has chosen us just as he chose the Virgin Mary to bring Jesus into the world. He chose you. Now, the angel came to Mary and said, hail, you are highly favored. Now, listen to me, friend. Somewhere back there, God came to you because you were highly favored. You were valued by him. And Jesus and God, the angel spoke to Mary and said, the Son of God is going to be born in you. Just when you were born again, Jesus was born in you. You're a highly favored, a person that God wants to put grace upon and bring life and joy and peace into your heart. You are highly favored of the Lord. By faith, you receive this gift. Remember, Jesus fed 5,000 people with 2 loaves and 5 fish. Remember that? Yeah. He taught them all day long, but he remembered that they were also physical. And we have a tendency to separate our lives into the spiritual part. That's Sunday. And then Monday is our job and career part, and the spiritual and the material. But it's all spiritual. It's all spiritual, whether it's physical or having to do with something in our soul and in our spirit. Remember when Jesus came into this world, how did he come? With a physical body. He loves the body. He loves the soul. And he takes care of the soul, and he also takes care of our bodies. So let's believe and trust the Lord, and he will do great and mighty things for us. And remember, his body was crucified. His body was put in a tomb. Did he ignore his body? His body was also sacred because the third day he went back and he took it up again. And remember this. He's coming again, and he's going to have the same scars that he had when he was crucified in his body. And remember, when he raptures you, he's going to rapture your body. Your body's going to heaven. So pray and believe and take your physical needs, material needs, all your needs to the Lord. He cares for you. In the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I counted out 23 physical body healings. 23. You know, 2 or 3 perhaps would have been enough. But there are many more because some of them in those 4 Gospels, they're repeated. But 23 distinct miracles, none of those 23 being repeated. So friend, listen to me today. Whatever your need, you have a Father. You're part of the body of Christ, where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name. His nature, love, his character, caring and compassion. His personality that makes him a father. When you say in the name of Jesus, it's not just tacking on a person's name that you call that person by. You're thinking of the compassion and the almightiness of a loving God who cares for you so deeply and so greatly. You see, the whole Lord's Prayer is a portrait or a picture of God's love to you. Now, we're going to continue to pray it on Sunday mornings. Our Father who art in heaven, or which art in heaven. We pray it according to the old King James version. We're going to continue to do that. But in your private devotions, I want you to know who you are and establish yourself and your relationship with God, giving him praise, and then you go into your list of prayers. Remember when God made Adam? How did he make Adam? He made a body. He made a body. That's how we all got here, with bodies. And then he breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a soul. So body, soul, and spirit, that's you. And you can go to God for all your needs, whatever your need might be. So the Lord gives us food to eat. He gives us air to breathe. He gives us intelligence, the acumen to hold a job and to make money. Everything you have, a gift from God. We didn't earn anything. We are on the receiving end 100% of the way. This is our God, and this is our Father in Jesus Christ. God, through Jesus, the Most High God, condescended, the God of greatness and the God of grandeur. He comes down to meet our needs, to help us with our trials, our difficulties, our temptations, and all the troubles of life. Jesus is here today. So, friend, I want you to bow with me now. We're going to bow before the Lord. The first thing we're going to do is remember who we are. Do you recognize yourself as part of a family? Can you call God our Father? You don't stay home and say, my Father. It's all right during the week or any other time to pray and say, you're my Father. Yes, you are. But when you say that, you have to remember that he's the Father of all those who love the Lord Jesus Christ and have given themselves to him. And we come together to worship him, to praise him, to thank him. So right now, with your heads bowed, I want you to remember who you are in Christ and what Christ has done for you. If you can't, friend, your prayers are not going to be effectual prayers. And that's why you pray so little, because prayer doesn't mean a whole lot. You're not praying God's way. He wants to lift you to a higher level, but that's your decision, just as much as it was your decision to get up and come to church today. Remember who you are in the Lord. Now thank him for saving you. Thank him for blessing you. Go ahead, thank him in your heart. Thank him for being your heavenly Father. Thank him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. We thank you. You're our Father. You're our Father. Thank you for being our Father, for providing and caring and blessing. Thank you that heaven came down. Thank you, Father. We honor you. We praise you. We worship you. Meet our needs now, Lord, our daily bread. Daily we need you with temptations and trials and tests and hardships. And daily we need you, and daily we have you, all because you give yourself to us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us all say amen.
Are there needs in your life that are taking a toll and depriving you of peace? I invite you to take them to Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, and let him demonstrate his power and love to you. And don't forget about this week's special offer to receive a copy of the book, A Layman Looks at the Lord's Prayer, which is available for any gift given to support the Healing Word Ministry. Email the church and contact us at thehealingwordministries.com to request your copy today. Before we go, here's Pastor Jack Morris with a special invitation.
The Largo Community Church continues to worship on Sundays at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. by way of live streaming. If there was ever a time when we need the church and the Christians need one another, it's now. To view the live streaming worship, go to the church's website, LargoCC.org, that's LargoCC.org. Click on Watch Live on Sundays and let's worship the Lord together. LargoCC.org.
Tune in tomorrow for another message in the series, A New Level of Prayer, as Pastor Jack Morris explores the subject of forgiveness. Until then, blessings on you.